Perashat Shofetim. In Perekhaf, the Torah tells us how the Jewish people in the olden days used to go out to battle. How the Kohen would stand in front of the people and speak to the people and tell them how they're now about to go fight a war, that their heart should not be faint, they should not be afraid, they shouldn't panic, they shouldn't break down in front of the enemy, because God goes with you to fight with you, with your enemies to save you. And then the officers would speak to the people, and they would announce some exemptions. And the first exemption they would announce is, Mi ha'ish asher bana bayit hadash velo hanacho yelech v'yashov lebeto. Who is the man who has built a new house and has not inaugurated it? So the pasuk says, let him go and return to his house. And the pasuk says, why? Pen yamut b'milchama, lest he die in the war. V'ish acher yachnechenu, and another man will inaugurate it. Rashi says on those words, V'ish acher yachnechenu, and another man will inaugurate it. V'davar shel agmat nefesh huze, and this is a sorrowful matter. Which means, the simple explanation is, that's a troubling thing to a soldier, that he might not be able to live in his house. And not only that, somebody else might end up living in the house that he built. So that already can depress a person. And that can adversely affect his ability to be a soldier when he's thinking about that potential situation. So that she says, V'davar shilag mat nefesh uze, that can cause a depressing situation to the soldier. But I saw from the rabbi of Gur that he wants to explain Rashi in a different light. He said, if there's a man that's in war and his life is on the line and he's in a life and death situation, and what's occupying his mind is not that he might die, is that he might die and somebody else might live in the house that he built. That she's saying, for somebody to think like that, such a warped thinking, davar shel agmat nefesh uzeh, that's a sorrowful matter, that people could put their physical existence before their existence itself. That a person's more worried about, not that he's going to die. Here he's in a critical situation. And what's the guy concerned about? That he might not be able to live in his house. Yeah, that's part of it. But even more he's concerned, somebody else might live in his house. Is that what should concern a person on the battlefield? You might be dead in 2 minutes. And this is a pitiful situation that Hashi said, this is a sorrowful matter when a person's priorities are so skewed that he's more worried about his physical possessions than he's worried about his life itself. We unfortunately might be guilty in different ways of the same pitiful situation, where we give an over priority to our physical needs while depriving our spiritual needs. Of course, the spiritual needs are of eternal importance, while our physical needs are temporary. But how much concern and how much priority do we give for eating and for sleeping and for enjoying and for vacationing and for buying and for all the other consuming and all the other physical pleasures, while many times we deny the true existence, which is the spiritual existence of the neshama. And Rashi would say the same thing about many of us that run after the pleasures of this world and do not seek the spiritual existence that is necessary. Rashi might have commented on many of our existence, v'davar shel agmat nefesh uzeh, that this indeed is a sorrowful manner. The soldier in the war of yore used to think on the battlefield, somebody else is going to live in my house. What a pitiful thinking, that he's worried about his house instead of worrying about his body. How pitiful it is that we think about our physical and we do not think about more our spiritual.